You're listening to SBS News.
The British teenager insists she was the victim of a vicious gang rape, but it was just the beginning of a six-month ordeal that ended with her being punished by a Cyprus court after being found guilty of lying to investigators. The judge said he would give her a second chance by offering a four-month suspended sentence that allows her to return to Britain. Her mother addressed supporters.
I just want to thank each and every one of you for turning up today, having belief, having faith, making sure that we get justice. Thank you, all of you, for turning up. It is so appreciated. We can't thank you enough.
The 19-year-old woman claims she was raped by a group of Israeli tourists in a hotel room in July, but she withdrew her statement to Cypriot authorities days later. She claims officers forced her to falsely confess to lying about the incident. Police deny that allegation. Nir Yazlevitz, a lawyer for the men she accused of rape, has welcomed her conviction for public mischief.
We respect the court's decision. What was important to us was that the woman would be convicted, and the version told by the clients I represented would be accepted.
The case attracted the attention of women's rights groups, who said the teenager had been let down by the legal system. Outside the Cyprus court, a group of about 150 women demonstrated, including almost 60 activists from Israel who had flown in specifically to support the woman.
I have no words. I mean, it's beyond. It's like I saw in Netflix, Unbelievable. It just happened here. Unbelievable. I can't say anything else. Unbelievable. I can't understand.
And that we didn't get justice, you know, no justice here. The rape are at home in Jerusalem and we are here.
The woman's lawyer, Lewis Power, says the fight is not over yet.
Whilst we welcome today the fact that the sentence imposed allows her to go home, we strongly contest the conviction and the fight for her innocence will go on regardless. And I can tell you now that we will be appealing the conviction and we will be taking this case to the Supreme Court of Cyprus, and we are prepared to fight this case all the way to the European Court of Human Rights.
There are calls in the UK for a tourist boycott of Cyprus, and British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the UK government wants questions answered.
Well, I'm relieved that this vulnerable young lady will now be returning home to begin the process of recovery, given all that she's been through. I spoke to her mother on Friday. I understand quite how much she's been through, how much the family's been through. And so my first priority, my first concern has been her welfare. We will be following up on some of the issues in relation to the case. I spoke to the Cypriot Foreign Minister about that.
The teenager at the centre of this case has returned home. Her lawyer says she's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Alan Lee, SBS News.